Welcome to show number 30 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by sportscardradio.com. What is up, everybody? Welcome to show number 30 of the Sports Card Show. Hopefully, everybody is doing well out there. This is a bonus show. I missed two shows. I want to do one a week, and when I miss them, I'll make them up. So you'll have two shows this week and two shows next week. So you have that to look forward to. Show number 30, Maglio Ordóñez wore number 30, or is wearing number 30, I should say. And we'll cover some of his card prices and stuff near the back end. We've got some news. We've got buy, sell, hold on football style. You know, we talked about on last show that you want to try to buy in the off season. Well, football's in the off season, although we're creeping into the season, and sometimes it kind of blurs the line with football because it ends later and later every year. They seem to push the Super Bowl back. I think it's in February now. Pretty soon, it probably will be a year-round sport. But it is technically the off-season because you do have basketball somewhat in full swing, kind of winding down their season or in the midst of it. And baseball's just kind of starting up, and people starting to get excited about their teams or starting to look forward to next season or looking forward to football. You never know, but it's probably still a good time to buy football. So we'll have a little buy-sell-hold football style. Other than that, we might talk about a few other things in between. We've got some product news too. We'll do that after our first break. Just wanted to shout out Joel and Cam 2334. They were entered, joined our fan forum over at sportscardradio.com. And that's something you will want to do because we have a contest that you want to enter. It's an absolute free roll into a box break. If you head on over to sportscardradio.com, find the fan forum link. It's right in the middle of our homepage. Find that, click on there, scroll down to contest, and you'll see how you will enter and how you need to sign up. It's not very hard. It will take maybe about 10 minutes of your time, and that's about it, and you will get some free cards, 100% free. You're guaranteed if you take about 10 minutes, and you may get something nice. You never know how those box breaks work out, but that's something you want to do. So maybe in between the time of our first break, or if you're just sitting around doing nothing, head on over to our website, sportscardradio.com. Check it out. Get yourself entered into the contest. Sign up for the fan forum. Talk to some of the loyal listeners that are already on there chatting it up. But other than that, we've got a little bit of news before we get to our product releases. Really not a whole bunch. However, Steven Strasburg, if you haven't heard this already, he was the guy we shouted out a few shows ago. He pitches for San Diego State. It's not even in the majors or anything like that. He's in college, but he threw a no-hitter against Air Force. And a no-hitter in college, these guys use metal bats. I know sometimes it was against Air Force. I'm not really sure what quality baseball team they put on the field, but he no-hit a baseball team using metal bats. It's in college. I don't think that happens too often. No-hitters are hard to come by, even in Little League, I could imagine. So a fine accomplishment. Looks like he's headed to a huge contract and probably the number one pick if he decides to come out. I guess he probably will. I don't see how you could turn that down. So keep an eye on him. He's the next future, you know, hot star kind of coming out of the prospect ranks in terms of baseball. Other than that, we've got Collectors Universe, which is better known as PSA, the company that grades cards. They fall under the brand Collectors Universe, which also puts out a very fine magazine that I don't know how many. It's not really a magazine. It's more on like newsprint, but it has all kinds of cool stuff in it. I think it's called Sports Collectors Digest or something like that. I believe when I used to have a subscription, it was weekly. It's an awesome magazine. If you find a good newsstand, you can find it, or even like a Barnes & Noble and things like that sometimes have it. But they are a public traded company on the NASDAQ under the ticker CLCT. And they just reported their quarters. You know, if you don't know too much about stocks, they report earnings every 4 months or every quarter, and they reported a net loss of $4.8 million for quarter three. That's a lot of money considering their cash equivalents, which basically means cash. They have about $20 million. So if they lost almost $5 million in the quarter and they only have $20 million in cash, that means, you know, about 4 or 5 quarters from now, they're going to be broke unless they turn some things around. So we'll see what happens with them. They lost $2.9 million year over year on grading. So they had $2.9 million worth more of grading fees last year than opposed to this year. So that service has obviously gone down. So we'll see what happens. I don't have the price of the stock. It's not very expensive. It's definitely under $5, I believe. And it's not a stock I would definitely not recommend investing in, especially because it doesn't look like they have very much cash to cover their losses. So hopefully they can turn it around. Maybe, you know, sometimes a strategy is not to cut prices, but maybe a company like this, they need to get the volume in the door. So maybe you'll see some grading deals or some subscription deals or something. It's something you might want to keep an eye on with them because you know they're in trouble. Well, after this very short break, we'll have a little bit of hot cold list. We'll have some product news. We'll have buy, sell, hold football style. If you're listening into this on YouTube, you want to head over to sportscardradio.com. You'll stream the shows there. If you don't see the newest one up, click on the iTunes link, and that'll take you right to our iTunes homepage so you can find the latest shows. But for the rest of you, all my loyal listeners, we'll be back after this. Turn it up. Show this week, so I kind of previewed the products already, but just for the sake of doing a little bit, maybe more color on those, I would definitely keep an eye on Bowman Baseball, keep an eye on the autographs and some of the Bowman Chrome exclusives that are coming out of there, what cards appeared in there that won't be appearing in Bowman Chrome, and if there wasn't much in this year's Bowman, maybe they're saving it for Bowman Chrome, so maybe you'll want to jump on board then. In terms of playoff prestige football, very interesting to see how Panini does its first time around with football. More than likely, it's really the same company that's running this. Panini probably just bought them and is trying to cut their costs, maybe make them more profitable by doing certain things. I don't know if I made note of this on the last show, but they are still using sticker autographs. It's just the fact that they have no redemptions. So no redemptions definitely means usually stickers, but at least you don't have to wait a couple months. You can pull the card, and if you want to sell it, you can put it on, and at least if you want to keep it, you actually have the card that you paid money for. So, and other than that, UD Black Basketball is really only for our high rollers. You're looking at, you know, upwards of $200 a box, maybe more. I would look for more singles if you're more the mid-range or lower-end collector. Check for singles of this, especially going into the end of basketball season, because for sure these basketball companies are going to be piping their product down the line here. Tops and Upper Deck, as their contract runs out, they'll be flooding some things into the market very creatively. I noticed on some packages, I don't think it's UD Black, but maybe the product we focused on last time, they were sending you know, it was a branded product, but they were also sending you either a Sweet Shot autograph or like a plexiglass autograph out of, you know, products that had not sold, or maybe they had planned for future releases and now they're not going to be able to do that. So keep an eye on that. But other than that, There wasn't much out. I would dip back. Definitely, if you're a football collector, last year's football is definitely going to be discounted now because this year's football is out. And it goes down the line. You know, 05, 06, 07, 08 football is all going to be discounted now because all these wholesalers and sports card shops are going to be loading up on the new stuff. So you might be able to dip back into previous years where you think you can get an advantage in a deal. That's something you want to keep an eye on because inventories of football products are going to start filling up. So these guys got to unload whatever they have left from a few years ago. So might find some nice hits there. In terms of our hot and cold list, Zach Greinke, I believe is his name, pitches for the Kansas City Royals. Probably a little outdated for this hot list, but he is very hot. His cards are selling extremely well. I got to keep Aaron Brooks. In terms of basketball, you can always throw people like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant on this list, but we know as long as those guys are healthy and they're in the finals, you can keep them there. Dwight Howard, gotta keep him on this list. I remember a couple months ago, I actually said that was my biggest buy. That was my largest buy that I had for you guys. In terms of basketball, we're doing a football edition this month. So we'll see. I don't have like an ultimate buy, but actually I'm on eBay right now. So I'm going to see how these Dwight Howard SP rookies have been doing, because I remember it was in like the $80 to $90 range. When we reported it, I thought that was a really good price. Looks like we've got some, looks like they're about in that same price. I see two here for about $80. I know this is great radio, me surfing eBay, but I was really interested to see. Now that he's in the playoffs, he's doing fairly well, putting up some points. Oh, it's at $80. So looks like they're trading at least right at the moment in about the same range. I'm going to search completed really quick and see what some have ended. Looks like 87, 84, 85-ish. That's still really cheap. It hasn't appreciated too much. I know it's out at $9.99, so there's a lot of them. I mean, there's quite a few on here that have ended in the last few days, but they're all selling over $80. So we'll see how that works out. If they get to the next round, maybe you'll see that push up to $90 to $100. So we'll see what happens with Dwight Howard, but I've got to put him inching toward up on the hot list because he is playing well, and he's doing it in his first time to really shine in the playoffs. So I'm going to put him there. In terms of cold, oh, actually, I had one more for hot list, and that's Barry Zito. This comes as a shocker to most people. Barry Zito kind of fell off the map, even with his own fan base, and including myself. But Barry Zito has pitched well, not one game, not two games, but I believe it's three games in a row he's pitched outstanding. You can go back and look at the stats. He's actually worth a shot in fantasy baseball leagues. If you play fantasy baseball, and you know what I do, I didn't get him in the league. My brother is always first to get all Giants players, but I did get it in another league, which our listener Joel, we have a side bet. I wanted to mention this on air. Joel and I have a side bet. I believe I mentioned this on the show, and I did take a 1-0 lead on him in terms of our heads-up matchup. He might be leading me in overall. I haven't been doing very well in that league because I just got Alex Rodriguez back. I've never been happier to see Alex Rodriguez back in the pinstripes. He looks great, and I'm very excited that he's back, obviously. But in terms of cold, I can't really think of any off the top of my head. I had a hot and cold list written out, but for some reason it was on a different paper than this. So I'm kind of going off the top of my head with all of this. In terms of cold, got to keep Yao Ming and Tracy there until the end of the summer. We'll see what the Rockets do. And in terms of other people that are cold, there's another guy for the Washington Nationals, I believe, that's on like a 30-game hitting streak. His mind slips me. You guys probably know who I'm talking about, but I would say he's lightning hot. And that about wraps it up for that very... That was off the top of my head. I really didn't have anything written down. I thought I had products. I thought I had a cold, hot and cold list. I had neither. So hopefully this next segment will go a little more smoothly. We have buy, sell, hold, football style. It's going to be mid-range autos. This is not a broad, like, kind of broad market analysis for these players. It's going to be there. I only search for, like, mid-range autos, kind of lower end to mid-range, not the high-end, like, on-card, super patch kind of stuff. So kind of left that out of it. For the masses, buy, sell, hold football style after this. I sell hold football style, focusing mainly on mid-range autographs, kind of the middle of the road. So if you have, I'm talking like, you know, 40, 50 bucks, less, definitely less than 100. I would definitely consider between 40 and 100 kind of mid-range. And that's kind of what we're focusing on for my buys. I have at the top of my list, Ben Roethlisberger. This guy's a stud, plays for a great team with an enormous fan base, and they collect things probably as well or better than any other team. They're up there with the Red Sox and the Dallas Cowboys in terms of buying memorabilia. So I put Ben Roethlisberger at the top because it's a fairly safe bet. Will they win the Super Bowl next year? Will it be as good a year as this year? Maybe, maybe not. But it always seems like maybe 2 to 3 years down the line, the Steelers will put it together again and they'll win another Super Bowl. And this guy seems capable of doing it anytime he wants to. Inexpensive autographs are in the $50 to $60 range. I would consider that a bargain for Ben Roethlisberger. Obviously, you can go through the roof with some of his rookies or some of his patch or very fine on-card autographs. But you can scoop one of his autographs for, you know, under 100 bucks, under 70 bucks. That would be a fairly fine investment, I would say. Next one, this is highly risky, but you see some potential upside here. LaDainian Tomlinson, this could go in the tank. It could go either direction. I think you could lose all your money pretty much with this buy, or you could double it, and probably nothing in between. His autos are sub 40 now. You can get them in the, you know, 20 upper 20s to $40 range. That's very inexpensive. He would trade in the Ben Roethlisberger range if he can just come back. It's really the first 2 weeks of the year this year, or a preseason game or something. Although he doesn't normally play preseason, we need to see something out of LaDainian. If we see the old LaDainian for like 2 weeks, then I would sell because his card prices would start going up. People would say, oh, LaDainian's back. He just had a rough year or two. We'll see what happens with him. But if he comes out lightning cold and it still looks like the old hampered LaDainian, you'll see a sell-off and his autographs will be sub 20 for sure. So that's a very risky buy. But I would expect if he has a first 2 weeks of the season, this is something you're buying and you're looking to sell the very first time LaDainian pops it. That's what I'd be looking to do on that one. Last one, Jamarcus Russell. Highly risky here. Maybe not as risky as LaDainian because at least Jamarcus is still fairly young in terms of football-wise. Nice, really nice piece you get for $40 to $60. I found that very affordable considering Matt Ryan autographs and things like that and Mark Sanchez and the Stafford kit. Already outselling Jamarcus. And the Raiders, you got to put them in there with the Steelers and the Red Sox and the Cowboys and teams like that that have great fans that collect a lot of stuff and buy. That reminds me of Raider fans. So I would put Jamarcus in there because it's his third year, I believe. So it might be his time to start producing. I know the Raiders went wide receiver, a strange pick. I mean, they needed a wideout, but they picked the wrong guy. So we'll see how that works out. Maybe it'll end up being the right guy. It's kind of like when back in 1999, I know the, I think it was the Indianapolis Colts selected Edgerrin James over Ricky Williams. And everybody was like, who the heck is Edgerrin James? And Edgerrin James, you know, not that Ricky Williams has had a horrible career, but it's been up and down to say the least. Edgerrin James has been a steady horse in the league for almost 10 years now. Terms of my sell, I got to put Mark Sanchez right on top. Not that I don't like the guy, not that I don't think he's going to be a good player or anything like that, but if you pull a guy like this and you can get, looks like for his early press pass stuff, you can get in the $40 range, you got to sell it because Jets fans are tough on their quarterbacks. It's going to be a tough place to play. Brett Favre didn't have a whole lot of success, and that's a Hall of Famer and a guy that was coming off a great year. I can't imagine Mark Sanchez going to have very much success there. So I would be selling him and buying later. He might move to the buy list. And plus, it's just his cards are just going to get flooded. Him and Stafford's just going to get flooded with cards. So his early stuff is not going to hold the $45 range. So I would definitely be selling Mark Sanchez just to be cashing out. Another one on this list, Kurt Warner. This is an interesting one. I got to imagine this guy's done. Obviously, I think I've pronounced Kurt Warner done before, and he proved me wrong. But this guy has got to be getting onto his last leg, and I would be selling Kurt Warner. I know there's some problems with the Cardinals in terms of their wideout happiness and things like that, and Kurt's health. I knew he had surgery on something, a hip or a knee. I got to be selling. It looks like his autographs are selling in the $40 range. I'd be selling and maybe looking to buy later on because I put Kurt Warner in as a Hall of Fame candidate. I don't know if he's for sure. I'm not an expert on these kind of things. I know he's won the MVP, and we obviously know he's won Super Bowls. That's good enough for me. I would put Kurt Warner in. We'll see if he makes it, and I think you'd see a long-term boost out of him. In terms of hold, I've got Peyton Manning on here. Lots of quarterbacks. Peyton Manning holding here, not selling, not buying. His average autograph is in the $60 to $70 range. I would, if you have his autographs already, I would wait until you can get that $100 mark. Again, Peyton's a lot like LaDainian. He had an up and down year, injury kind of not really didn't take him out of a lot of games or any games. But it's always a question with a player getting to his age and amount of games he's played. So we'll see what happens with Peyton. Definitely not buying, but definitely not selling, because I think if he has a first couple good games, or if the Colts come back kind of strong, I don't know who their coach is. I know, what's his name, retired. So I'm not sure what their position is there. See what happens with them. But it could quickly go to a sell. Peyton, I would not let them drop below 50. If they look like they're dropping to 50 or below, I would definitely be looking to sell. Peyton has a lot of stuff out there. I mean, Peyton's a great quarterback, Hall of Famer, all this kind of stuff. But he signed a ton of stuff when he was at Upper Deck. And throughout the year, he signed a lot of stuff. So his stuff's a little flooded, much more so than other players. So you want to keep an eye. Much more so than Kurt Warner. I know Kurt Warner stopped signing there for a while because he wanted a large price and the companies weren't willing to pay him. So I know Kurt Warner stuff is a little diluted, which is why you see him trading probably in the $40 range. If his stuff was flooded, it'd probably be a little bit less than that. Another one I'm holding, Andre Johnson. You can get a very nice rookie card for $45 to $55. But I would wait because I think this guy is still very talented. Could end up being a sell, though. If it looks like he's struggling, I would sell. Lock in your price, because we've seen how Chad Johnson rookies have dropped and things like that. Guys that get to the top of their game seem to fall off very quickly. We'll see if he can turn it around. But that about wraps it up for my football buy, sell, and hold. After this short break, we'll be talking about Maglio Ordóñez and some of his card prices. Why? Because he wore number 30. So we'll be talking about him after. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make. About Maglio Ordóñez. First thing I was shocked about was this guy's a career 311 hitter, 1,800 hits, 1,100 RBIs, 270 home runs. This guy's quite a player. His rookie cards come from the 1998 sets. Bowman Chrome, probably his most recognizable one. Trades for under $3. Most of his autographs, even kind of nice ones, trade for under $10. So that is quite a bargain. So I would put Maglio, you know, maybe not as a buy, but definitely a low risk, considering he's had quite a career. And I believe he's had some personal problems today, but as long as that doesn't slow him down, it looks like he's headed on to a very nice career. 1998 are some of his cards, so check them out. That about wraps it up. Another edition is over, but we will have another one again for you shortly. We'll have two for you coming up next week. We'll preview some products and do all that in the first one. And on the second one, we'll figure something to talk about. Hopefully something major in sports will happen. I heard rumors of Brett Favre possibly coming back. That obviously doesn't surprise me one bit. We'll see what team is willing to pick up Brett. But until then, we'll talk to you later. Hopefully everything's going well in your life and, more importantly, in your collection. And we're out of here.